She flew in through a tower window looking for the king. He wasn't there, and while she wondered where he might be being, she heard the water flow, and then he strolled into the room. He seemed surprised to see her, said, "Rum-fum, well now then." He thought he must have known her, but he knew not where or when. She bowed and said, "Your Majesty, what now? Shall we resume?" No one can come unto the king yet past a guard severe, or so his majesty presumes, and so he found it queer that standing there before him was a lovely lass unknown. King Jean does not feel drawn or hindered by reality, and in amorphous realms he roams until some urgent plea from those who need him bring him down to dwell upon the throne. Now, well he knew it would not do to seem vague or in doubt, and so he feigned he knew her plain and what she was about. "Some wine, my dear? Good, now, where were we? Oh, well, yes, of course." And so for hours on they rambled till the sun swept low, discussing deeds and dealings of the royal Duke Hennivaux, until his lids grew heavy and his lips replied with snores. Awaken, Jean, the sign portended to the ramparts of. He bolted upright, tumbled over, bellowed out a call. And while the guard came crashing up the stairs to give him aid, Karma slipped out well elated with her escapade.
I say, where did she go?
Did Hugo, your majesty?
Oh, the young lady that was just here, of course.
As well, does the lady in question have a name?
Of course she has a name. Well, if it's not her name, we don't know, you understand. It's well, she's gone. Well, confound it, fellow, don't look at us that way. You must have seen her as you were coming up the stairs.
One begs his majesty's pardon, but the stairs are very narrow, and one feels it most unlikely one could have passed one without one having noticed.
Royal meeting for 12 o'clock.
Very good, your majesty.